God, I'm tired today. I just feel kind of wore out. Oh, what the heck was I talking about yesterday? Myself. Joy. Living a life of joy. Looking for experiences. Trying to live life for the experience. And finding joy in the experience. But I don't know if that's working today. I mean, look at what have I done today? I got up, picked up a package from Pure Later to return my laptop for some repairs that needs to be done, warranty work. Let's see, I went and looked at a job that somebody wants me to do. I bought a generator for the boat, a new one. Dealt with some publishing contracts, which that on its own is a pain in the ass. And what else? Okay, well then I read the instructions to the generator, tried it out, talked to my neighbor for a few minutes, and all this before lunch. I don't think it was a joyful thing, it was just a thing, you know, it feels like just something I passed through, but and I do it, but it's not really flipping on a negative side. It's not really flipping on a positive side. It's not really an interesting experience. Yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just like, I don't know what you call it. Sort of like something is just there, but it's almost like meaningless. It would be like eating ice cream that has no flavor and isn't cold or warm. Well, it wouldn't be nothing then. It would be like chewing on styrofoam with no flavor. I don't know. It's just something's missing. There's some of it I don't like. Some of it just seems to be like chores, not really experiences. I don't know, is that the way life's supposed to be? I mean, tomorrow, I don't know exactly what tomorrow will be, but yeah, it's better than it was. I mean, if I think back now, before I learned about sending love and that, much better. This is a much happier experience. Even going through the process of all this today, it still feels more joyful, but in a sense, it's not something worth putting on a piece of paper. I don't think it's even worth putting in a diary. It's not something you can really carry with you. And some of it I don't like at all, like the publishing contract stuff, you know? I've dealt with a couple of them where they give a reasonable offer that looks fair, and I get a good feeling from them that they're genuinely trying to do something, and I just sign the contract and I go for it. This other guy, right from the start, he's trying to cream me, this meghead. I mean, straight out, right face to face, he's trying to take me for a ride. Rather than just make it something that's fair and be done with it and move on. The worst part is, I don't think he's read the book at all. I don't think he's caught on in his thick head that I would catch on that he's trying to take me for a ride. I mean, it's not a little ride he's taking me for. I mean, he's taking me for the full course. And I just have to look at that and go, why? Why do we do that? For money? Is that the only way we believe that we can get the things that we want, is by taking it either from someone else or by squeezing out the most we can out of a deal, which is really squeezing in turn someone else, right? Because there's always someone else at the end of the stick. Rather than just letting it pull in from the universe. See, that's kind of, I see that so much and it really upsets me. It just bothers me. It's just, why? I've been fighting this my whole life and I hate looking at it. I hate seeing it. But I can't seem to turn away from it. Of course, when I see it, then it upsets me because I'm letting it upset me. And rather than turning it around as I should be and immediately seeing that person is working out of their fear and weakness, and I should just turn again, like I preach and send the guy love and just let it go. Let it be. Let him turn the tables around on his own. You know, that's, I guess, what I should be doing in a sense. So, and most of the time I do it. Just sometimes it sort of catches me. I guess today I'm tired for some reason, so it feels a little draining. Nevertheless, the point is to increase the joy in my life. So, now it's just shortly after lunch. I've had my lunch, which wasn't exactly very exciting either, just some plain noodles. But I just didn't feel like making anything, and Roberta's gone out for lunch with a friend of hers, which is good. It's something that makes her happy. So that's good. So now I've taken my boat and Rudy, and we're sitting on this little island overlooking the ocean and all the sailboats and the boats that are anchored out. And this is pretty good. Nothing wrong with this. Okay, I gotta change my thoughts here, because I'm looking at what I dislike today. I'm looking at, you know, what's sort of making me unhappy. And I'm looking at the good moments, because there was other good moments. The good moments were, for instance, the fact that I had the money to buy the new generator for the boat, and that it's working so well and nice and quiet. You can hardly even hear it running. It's really cheap on gas. Handy. So that's a good thing. And the deal went down really fast. No problems. There, I walked in the door. There it was, right there, exactly what I wanted. The guy wouldn't take my old one for trade-in, but he said he'd sell it for me, and he's going to sell it for me for more money than I actually was going to ask for it. So, all those things actually are good. So I got to switch, because if I stay focused on what happened today that I didn't like, then in the future days down the road, I'm recreating that same feeling experience. I'm not recreating the same experience, but an experience that will give me the same kind of feelings. So, I gotta focus on the good things, like the grass I'm sitting in, and the birds I can hear twirping, and the warm breeze, the sun. I'm sitting in the shade right now. Actually, you know what? Okay, God, I'm sick sometimes. Oh, this is like a postcard. Come to think of it, I was looking in a magazine yesterday, and I'm looking at pictures in there going, wow, this would be nice. And look at, I'm sitting right in one. This is exactly what was on there. Another island in the distance, a shoreline, boats sailing, boats anchored out, warm breeze, quiet, just birds, the grass slowly moving in the breeze. Rudy, he's sitting in the tall grass with his ears pursed in the air like a lion. Actually, he looks like a lion. He likes it out here. He likes sitting in the tall grass and just looking at everything. He's got his ears stuck in the air like a couple of radars. Yeah. This is good. Actually, this is really good. God, if I go back 5, 6 years, 7 years, this was exactly what I was dreaming about. To have a life this simple, where I can just enjoy experience my surroundings and enjoy watching the leaves come out of the trees in springtime and watching them expand. The flowers. Oh, the smell of that grass. Oh, that's nice. And the ocean. And the sand. And the mountains in the distance. And the clouds in the distance. So every minute I spend on this, enjoying it, appreciating it, every minute I create another minute of equal joyness in the future. Well, you gotta like that. Okay, that makes sense. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. I just thought about it some more. So, every minute I spend appreciating, really bringing up good feelings, positive feelings, happy feelings, feelings of joy, excitement, wonder, appreciation. Oh, I'm lacking the words for it. I guess I don't practice enough, otherwise I'd have all the words for it. But every minute I spend on that, I'm flowing love. And every minute I spend on that, then I create another future minute. So, if I spend a whole week doing that, I create a whole another week. If I spend a whole month, I create a whole another month. And if I, during that month, spend the time feeling good, then I create another month. So it just builds. So basically, more and more becomes full time. But, again, it's got to grow, because if I look back, let's say 6-7 years ago, I wasn't even ever feeling this good. I mean, this would have been one of my very, very, very best moments and would have lasted for very short periods of time. So, with my practice, I've come to this being a lower part and my other days actually being happier. So I've succeeded in passing a scale of happiness that I didn't even know I could have at one time. So that means, as it keeps going like a stepladder, and I keep going, 6 months from now I'll be even happier than, let's say, the happiest days I'm having now. And actually, when I think about it, yeah, this is actually one of my lower days, where I'm tired, I'm feeling kind of irritable, and yet, in a sense, I'm actually feeling quite good. And way better than I ever did 7 years ago. So I've come a major long ways. So, wow, okay, yeah, I'm getting the picture now. I'm getting it now. I see, so it's going to increase. So this will be my low point. So my high point, where I'm having my high point, will at some point actually become my low point. And my high point will be even higher. Because I sit here now, I see much more than I did before. And the colors are actually more vivid. I feel more than I did 7 years ago. You know, I see the trees more clearly. It's almost like things were a little blurry. They didn't seem blurry at the time, but they, in comparison now, as I think back, yeah, it's almost like everything was a little bit on a blur. Not as sharp, not as green, not as red, not as blue. It seems like there's almost more colors. The wind feels better. The rain feels better. Okay, I like everything more than I did before. So, I think it all can improve to where even what something that I might consider negative now, let's say, for instance, like that publishing thing, might come to the point where I'm so happy that I'm unaffected by it, and by when I'm unaffected by it, it then will also virtually disappear and not happen anymore like that. And as I think about now, things in the past that used to happen don't happen to me anymore. Like my car doesn't break down. And other people's cars break down, they end up in the shop. Well, I drive my cars, and I drive them, and I drive them, and I don't change oil, I don't do anything. I haven't changed oil in years. I just keep on driving. And it seems to work. Well, yeah, every once in a while I do change cars. But the car I'm driving right now is an older vehicle, and I keep driving it. So, before, things used to always break down. Sooner or later it would break down, the transmission would go, and I'd have to go and get it fixed. Or a generator would go down, alternator, the starter would break, a battery would go. God, I haven't done any of that stuff for years. God, I haven't even noticed, really noticed, just how good everything really is. Wow. Holy cow. I mean, even the money flowing in, it's different. You know, it's like I hardly do very much for it, and it's like 10 times as much comes in. It just seems to flow in and go so much further. It's like it's rubberized and expanded. And in a sense, it shouldn't really be, but it is. I mean, 7 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to afford hardly anything. I mean, I couldn't afford to go out for lunch, crying out loud. So, everything has really changed and improved. I just really haven't been paying attention to how much it's improved. Yeah, I spent time appreciating, but I didn't really look back and see just how far I've actually gone. So that makes a huge difference. Okay, so that means that my life is going to improve even more. Well, you gotta like that. Now I'm feeling even better. Actually, since I've been talking about this positive stuff, without doing anything else, I'm feeling better. All of a sudden, I've now have energy. How long have I been yakking? Look, 18 minutes I've been talking, and probably about 4 minutes of that I was complaining. So that leaves 12 minutes I was talking about positive things, and I just all of a sudden I'm full of energy. I feel good. My headache's gone, actually. How do you like that? And I feel my valve is open. I can feel the love flowing, that love energy flowing through me. Just like that. Without having done anything other than focus on everything that's positive and leave everything that's negative. And you know what? I don't really have to do anything about the parts that are negative. Like with this publishing contract, I don't have to do anything with it. I can totally leave it. I can totally ignore it. It's unnecessary for me to live my life with it. I'll just simply say no, and that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you for being there. Thanks for making the offer. Thanks for showing me how to point myself in the direction of all the good things. Actually, there's another really cool thing. There's a big giant boat hauling ass out of here. Huge. I mean, this thing is like somebody took a giant skyscraper and flopped it on the water. It's that big. I don't know how you build something that big. Where do you start? I mean, if you build it, how do you know this thing's going to actually float? Amazing. That's an amazing thing. I mean, it's got to be like 500 feet long. 600 maybe, even longer than that. and 100 feet in the air. Unbelievable. I don't think you'd even notice a wave if you were in one. Anyway, another cool thing. Yeah, I think that's enough for today. I'm going to quit yakking, sit back and lay back actually in the grass and just enjoy all this. I think that's what I want to do.